Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I am your host, Cannabis Sativa. If you're currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit me up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa, both S's. Feel free to check out our official Twitter account at icsativapodcasts. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Anchor FM, Stitcher, and the Google Play Music Store. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon and support this podcast to help support us. We plan on doing big things with our humble little projects, such as going to trade shows, visiting other MMJ or recreational states, and doing on-field work. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, and equipment, as well as travel. You can do this by going to www.anchor.fm/IAmCannabisSativaPodcast/support. And you can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. You'll get early access to live streams. You'll get exclusive episodes. You'll get exclusive things like talking smack, like off-topic things that I'll do for funsies, and you'll really grow and get a lot out of it. And you can help support us by getting the funds to be able to expand the podcast, whether it's to be on SoundCloud, whether it's to buy even better microphone equipment, whether it's to buy cameras so we can interview, so we can do full interviews at trade shows, full professional interviews, just anything, you know. Anything would help, you know. A dollar will go a long way. And without further ado, let's get to the show. Hey, y'all. Came across this story from Fortune magazine. It says, so it was written by Michael R. Blood and the Associated Press. And it says, California puts illegal pot shops and shoppers on notice. I mean, with just the title, you know, it just harkens back to when Radical Russ from the Marijuana Agenda would say, just legalize the things that people are already doing with the plant. And by what he said, he meant that just make the activities that people were doing in the black market legal. So make it legal to sell, to do small scale transactions with people. Make it legal to have grow houses and, you know, sell to a bunch of people of age, or, you know, allow gifting to happen, allow growing to happen, allow smoking at anywhere tobacco can be smoked to happen. You know, make what people are already doing with the plant, like, I mean, legal, you know. And it also goes back to the saying, you know, regulate like tomatoes. You know, you can grow tomatoes anywhere you rent a garden, or I'm sure, I mean, I don't know, I'm not going to say I'm sure, but maybe you can even grow it indoors. Maybe there are ways, creative ways to do that. But, you know, there are no federal laws, or there are no federal authorities saying you can't grow and sell it to your buddies. You know, like if you're running like a big market, yeah, you need a permit. But again, you know, just legalize what people are already doing. So let's go to the article. Marijuana shoppers are going to be getting a message from California regulators. Go legal. Aiming to slow illegal pot sales that are undercutting the nation's largest licensed market, California
is kicking off a public information campaign, Get Weed Wise, that encourages users or consumers to verify their purchases are tested and legal. Oh my gosh. So now they're shaming people. They're shaming people into getting legal cannabis. Like, how asinine is that? They're doing these PSAs to shame people into not paying exorbitant prices for cannabis. And if they're a medical patient, they get screwed over. But let me continue reading. Ads will be hitting social media sites and billboards promoting a state website where shoppers can quickly check if a shop is licensed. CAPotCheck.com. The campaign makes a simple argument. You don't know what you're getting if you buy illegal products. One ad says, what's in your weed shouldn't be a mystery. Shop licensed cannabis retailers only. Well, maybe the cannabis retailers should lower their prices, or California shouldn't make it so by the time everything is taxed, it's like 40%. You know, these huge tax burdens are squeezing out the little guy, and these huge barriers of entry are squeezing out the little guy. And as a result, the people that are in the game or that can be in the game because of how high the cost of everything is, of doing business is, they can charge higher prices for cannabis. And, you know, on the black market where they don't have that overhead, or where your gal or your guy or your non-binary person, if they're selling and they're cultivating in their homes or whatever, then they're selling you their black market stuff. You're not paying a tax on it, and then they drive to your place and then have some small chat with you. I mean, it's like what would I choose if I was in California? I don't know. I mean, I would choose from my buddies who grew, because I'm sure if I lived in California, I'd be a hobbit to skip away from buddies or acquaintances that grew. But I mean, that's just how it goes, you know? I mean, you have to bring the black market into the fold with low barriers of entry and make it easy for them to do this, and not expensive for them to do this. And then you won't have to shut down these illegal shops, because they will be then legal. If you legalize what people are already doing, you're good to go. One ad says, what's in your weed shouldn't be a mystery. Shop licensed cannabis retailers only. The new push in the fight against illegal cannabis will be formally announced Friday at a Los Angeles forum meeting, including industry insiders, regulators, and elected officials. The campaign will directly impact consumer safety by clarifying that only cannabis purchase from licensed retailers has met the state's safety standards. Bureau of Cannabis Control Chief Lori Ajax said in a statement. The ads are intended to telegraph a warning to illicit shops and underground growers. Get licensed to operate in the legal market or get shut down. Oh man, are they going to try what they did in Ontario, where they put large cement blocks to block the illegal stores and to discourage the illegal black market or traditional market, as Reefer Revolution calls it, to discourage them to continue doing business? I hope that's not the direction we're heading. Again, like I tell you all the time in this podcast, everything is connected. What's happening in Canada will happen here. What's happening here will happen in Canada. It's multi-directional. And when Mexico jumps on board, which the president-elect said that they're looking to do, they're gonna be copying. We're going to all be copying each other in North America and all the three countries in the sandwich. We're all going to be copying and trading notes. It's just gonna happen. It's just gonna happen. Along with Uruguay, who's done it before us, who was the first to do it, actually. You know, Jamaica is gonna be trading notes. I mean, the what's the name a lot of Caribbean islands are looking into medical, and you know they're going to be looking at what the U.S. states are doing, and then they're going to be like, you know, I mean, every single thing is connected. It really, really is. The ads are also intended to telegraph a warning to illicit shops and underground growers. Get licensed to operate in the legal market or get shut down. At a forum organized by the United Business Association, a trade group, the need for more aggressive enforcement against illegal operators came up repeatedly. State Assemblyman Tom Lackey, a Republican from Palmdale, called the problem the biggest failure right now in the system. Regulations are merely suggestions without an enforcement arm, he said, adding to the state's local governments are failing to work together. California kicked off broad legal sales in January 1st, 2018, but the illegal market has continued to thrive. Gee, I wonder why. In part because consumers can't avoid steep tax rates by buying in unlicensed dispensaries. Or let me read that again. But the illegal market has continued to thrive in part because consumers can't avoid steep tax rates by buying in the unlicensed dispensaries. But there's a trade-off for saving a buck. Illegal products have not met strict state testing standards and could be tainted by mold, pesticides, heavy metals, and even human waste. Do you know what's hiding in your counterfeit edibles? One ad says. I mean, these scare tactics. Yeah, I mean, I'm probably rolling the dice on black or traditional market, but it's like I think Reefer Revolution said, know your grower. If you know your grower, I know my grower. I know my growers. I know my caregivers. I know I watch what they are. Like one of my caregivers, she's on Instagram. So I see what she's growing. I see the care she's putting into the plant. I can tangibly see it. It's as tangible and as transparent as any dispensary I've been to. Where, you know, if you follow their Instagram accounts, you know, you can see, oh, we're growing this new strain, or oh, we're growing more of this in-demand strain. Be on the lookout. These girls are looking good, you know, that sort of stuff. But, you know, but yeah, I mean, with the edibles, I mean, and the counter and the, what's the name, the traditional market weed, it's just, you got to know where you're getting it from. Again, I've had some traditional market stuff that blows the pants off things I've gotten in dispensaries. I remember when I was in Western Massachusetts, one person that I had as a dealer made these potent pot fudges, and I remember taking one home, playing Skyrim and being high almost for like most of that second day. So I took it that evening or whatever, like 5, 6 o'clock, 3, 6 o'clock. And then I felt high for several hours. It felt like almost a day and a half almost, you know? Like, you can get some very, very primo quality stuff in the black market. So having these signs being like, oh, you know, the legal market is always better. How is it better that when in California, they do a hard cap of 100 milligrams, and that even includes the medical patients? Of course, if I was a medical patient in California, you bet your arse I would be going to the black market to get my edibles. You know, I have insomnia. You know, I need at least 25-30 milligrams per dose. That's my dose. It's probably a bit smaller nowadays because I've been trying to cut back on eating and trying to be more health conscious or whatever, and I've lost some weight, which is good. But I would be getting a counterfeit edibles too to make it affordable for me and make it worthwhile. You know, edibles in my neck of the woods are so expensive. It's just, it's not worth it. You know, it's not worth buying it unless there's a very, very steep sale. But let's continue. Agency spokesman Alex Traverso said the ads are part of the three-pong campaign to eventually corral illegal sales. The others are enforcement. Oh, God, that's some tyranny. Including shutting down illegal shops and farms and quickly licensing businesses that want to enter the legal economy. The state is spending an initial $1.7 million on the campaign in hopes to get in front of as many eyeballs as possible, Treviso said. The state has been under pressure by the legal industry to do more to stop illegal sales. By some estimates, Los Angeles has hundreds of illegal shops and cultivation sites. No one is predicting the campaign will bring illicit sales to a halt, but it is being seen as another step to aid the legal businesses as the state transitions from what was largely an illegal economy into a multi-billion-dollar regulated marketplace. End of article. So one thing I want to end off the episode with is I'm seeing a lot of parallels to this and, you know, kind of what was done in Michigan. You know, Michigan, for example, had medical marijuana for about 10 years, for 10 years, and then they legalized it for adult use in 2018. When they legalized, they didn't really legalize dispensaries, per se. They legalized home cultivation, having it with a doctor's recommendation, and caregivers providing the cannabis and you being able to access caregivers. As I understand it, of course, I watch a lot of the podcast, The Daily Dope Show, so that's kind of how I understand it. And I've also been to the Cannabis Cup over in Clio, and shout out to them. It was a bunch of fun when I went 2 years ago. But what I'm going to say is that, like, Michigan had a very loosely regulated system. Like, it was just the caregivers, these small-time growers, these small-time pioneers. They're not putting in a lot of money to they're not having to put in millions of dollars to get permits or yada, yada, yada. They're just doing grows in their backyards for their patients, for the patients that these caregivers are making. Or they sell these directly think they're called provisioning centers or whatever in Michigan. The terminology is slightly different, but I'm a bit rusty on that. But yeah, they sell it. So in California, it just feels like California had a similar trajectory. It was very loosely regulated. You know, you had a large patient base like Michigan does. You know, growers and caregivers could sell directly to the dispensary or the provisioning center. And, you know, it was very small business friendly and it was very low barrier to entry. But nowadays, when you have adult use in most adult use states, the barriers to entry are so high. You're having to pay the local city for approval and then they can extort you out of more money. And it's just, ugh. But it's just like it just seems like California is going from loosely regulated and small grower and collective friendly to just corporatized cannabis like Michigan's doing. Like, you know, after the fact, you know, kind of California did, Michigan started, you know, being heavy-handed and regulating it more. And as a result, they corporatized it and they did a corporate takeover of the thing instead of it being a confederation of caregivers. I mean, this is from how I understand it. And then once they squeeze out everyone, it's just the big guys up top. And this is what's happening with California right now. And why you have these illegal why you have these people who were previously growing and may have been were likely previously growing it legally and distributing it legally. Now they're priced out. Now they're illegal. And now the state is going to put a boot on their neck and do raids. I've been hearing about the raids on the Blacklist XYZ Instagram. So I've been abreast on the matter, but I'm glad I'm finally covering it and talking about it. So as always, everyone, fight tyranny, fight fake legalization, fight new prohibition out there in California, out there in the Bear Republic. Peace out, y'all. We love you. Peace.